This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
High-tech scanners that could detect the flow of drugs from Mexico into Texas are sitting in a warehouse thanks to a lack of federal funding. The head of Homeland Security is asking Congress for more cash to get them up and running.
The majority of the fentanyl smuggled into our country is smuggled in passenger vehicles and commercial trucks through our ports of entry.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas long prioritized a high-tech solution. It's called non-intrusive inspection, and it looks like a car wash. Cars and trucks drive through, keeping traffic moving. Money to install them was in a previous supplemental funding request that Republicans blocked. The Justice Department is targeting 7 districts across the country, including the Eastern District of Texas, to reduce carjacking. Stephen Pickering has more.
Federal law enforcement agencies will work closely with local officials to catch carjacking suspects, and prosecutors will review those cases to determine if federal charges are appropriate. They say they will also adopt strategies developed in big cities like Chicago and Philadelphia. Stephen Pickering, TSN News.
Catholic Charities of San Antonio is accused of using federal funds that are meant to house and feed asylum seekers to instead fly them across the country. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar is upset that the rules are being broken.
I really wish that they would find sponsors and let the sponsors pay for them, family members, and not use any of the taxpayers' dollars.
He says migrants are looking for free transportation to other cities where they wait for their court date. Homeland Security recently announced that $300 million was awarded nationwide for the Shelter and Services Program. Early voting begins today in the Texas municipal election and will run through April 30th. At stake are seats on city councils, school boards, and some hospital boards. There are quite a few school bond elections on area ballots. Election day is Saturday, May 4th. Choctaw County deputies arrested a woman for allegedly stabbing a man multiple times and setting a couch on fire in the home. A dog was injured in the fire. Choctaw County Sheriff Terry Park reports that Paige Schultz of Boswell was checked out at a local hospital and then booked into the Choctaw County Jail for assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, first-degree arson, and cruelty to animals. Online records show she also faces charges of resisting arrest, public intoxication, and assault and battery on a police officer. The victim and the dog are expected to be okay. 19-year-old Landon Kyle Allen was arrested by Lamar County deputies on orders resetting bond on charges of intoxication manslaughter and intoxication assault. At last report, no new bond had been set. 64-year-old Umberto Ortiz Balderas was bench warranted to the Lamar County Jail by deputies last week on 3 counts of sexual assault of a child, 1 count of aggravated sexual assault of a child, and 1 count of indecency with a child. No bond was set, and he remains in the county jail. A Princeton police officer was killed in an off-duty car crash Saturday evening at about 5:30. Texas DPS said a pickup lost traction due to the wet road conditions and skidded into oncoming traffic. Officer Nancy Dominguez's Honda Civic was traveling east when it was hit in the front end by the truck. She was transported to a McKinney hospital where she died of her injuries. There are 2 bond elections in Hopkins County schools on the ballot for the May 4th municipal election. Sulphur Springs ISD voters will decide a $157.15 million bond issue. Sulphur Bluff ISD voters will determine the fate of a $6 million bond proposal. I'm Dick Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.